go to VOA Direct.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The new U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will hold talks Monday in Kuwait with top U.S. commanders and diplomats on U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State group. Carter flew to Kuwait City from Afghanistan to chair the meeting at a U.S. Army base. In addition to military officers, U.S. ambassadors from Jordan and elsewhere in the Middle East will also participate in the talks. Officials say the meeting is not expected to produce a new strategy to fight the Islamic State, but to allow Carter to better understand the range of efforts being pursued to defeat the militant group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met for a second time Monday for talks on Iran's nuclear program. It comes as a deadline for reaching an interim agreement creeps closer. The diplomats were joined in Geneva by the Iranian nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi and the U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. U.S. and Iranian negotiators have been meeting since Friday in an attempt to resolve ongoing technical disputes standing in the way of a comprehensive deal between Iran and a group of six world powers. That's the sound from an Egyptian court sentencing prominent activist Ala Abdel Fattah to 5 years in prison Monday on charges connected to a law banning protests. The Cairo court also sentenced 24 others between 3 to 15 years, drawing shouts, as you heard, of down with military rule from supporters in the courtroom. Authorities said that in November of 2013, Abdel Fattah incited an unauthorized demonstration as well as assaulting a police officer.